You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly General Hospital Prediction Edition. As always, my predictions are based on official ABC Soap spoilers and recent episode activity and years and years and years of watching General Hospital. I've got five sizzling predictions for you. I've got one for Nina, Drew, and Sunny, one for Anna and Dex, one for Cyrus, one for Anna and Valentine, and one for Carly, Drew, and Nina. I'm so excited to talk to you guys about this. If you haven't, please reach down, click that subscribe button. Let's jump right in. Let's make some predictions. All right, my first one, I think the Nina and Drew hate sex reveal is going to send Sunny running right into Ava's waiting arms. So last week, you guys saw Nina misread the room. Although to be fair, it looked like what she said it was when she saw Jagger in wet, looking good in the towel, and Carly in the room with him having breakfast, you know. And of course, she ran and she blabbed that to Mikey and to Drew and to Curtis. So Carly is clearly butthurt about this. Can't blame her. And she is going to want to clap back. Next week, spoilers for Thursday, April 18th, say Nina and Drew bicker again. If they're fighting, I think they're going to end up doing other things that start with F and end with G. So, yeah, I feel like someone's going to walk in on them. That's what I feel like. We've seen in recent episodes also how close that Sunny is getting to Ava, who is very eager. And next week, she's basically lying to Nina. I think it's Monday, maybe she's trying to convince her that things are actually looking promising for your reunion with Sunny. She's lying her booty off. So, you know, after what Nina did to Carly with the whole Jagger thing, if Carly walks in on Drew and Nina hitting it, she is going to run right to Sunny to burn down any chance Nina has of reconciling with her husband. And I can totally see Ava taking advantage of what no doubt will be Sunny's anger to finally get him into bed. So this is all going to be very messy, but I'm enjoying the overlap and how it's all tangling together. My second prediction, I think Anna Devane is going to threaten Sunny Corinthos again. So we saw a couple weeks ago, remember, Anna warned Sunny that the PCPD's days of turning a low-key blind eye to a lot of his misdeeds is over and done with hers. Chief, he better watch his step. This week, on Wednesday, April 17th, Dex is in cop training. He is going through the things. He is on the fast track to getting a badge. And on Thursday, April 18th, Sunny is very upset to find out about Dex's new career. That same day, on Thursday, Jocelyn pleads with Anna, and I'm guessing it is to protect him because she is very worried what Sunny's going to do when he finds out. And I can totally see Anna rolling up on Sunny and saying, "Look, I know how you probably feel about Dex coming to work for me at the PCPD, but if something happens to my new cop, all eyes are on you and I will take you down." I can see her just preemptively just making that threat. I hope so. We got to protect Dex. Got to protect the abs and the muscles and the cuteness. All right, my third prediction. I think Cyrus Renault is going to be brutally attacked. And I do want to say I misspoke, I think, in the weekly spoilers where I mentioned that Cyrus was behind bars with Brennan. I am obviously incorrect. It has been a while since we saw Cyrus, and I was just on like inmate autopilot because he was in jail for so long. I do know he got out. That was just, you know, brain fart. But it's definitely easier to have him attacked outside of prison because there's lots more options and access. So here are the spoilers that have me thinking he's going to be attacked. On Wednesday, April 17th, Anna talks to Cyrus Renault and he decides to go on the record with her. So he is going on the record with the chief of police. And remember, he got that flash drive of fake info on Pikeman from Sunny. He had the naughty nanny get it, remember? But Cyrus is tenacious and I don't think his hands are clean. I don't think he is, you know, out just being a busboy. Come on, he's still doing bad things. And he might have learned a lot more since then about Pikeman. So he could totally drop a dime. You never know how to go. And Valentine knows that Anna is digging into Pikeman. And the other day at breakfast, he tried lying and gaslighting to her. She does not believe him. So what's interesting in all this is if Cyrus is attacked, Sunny will be the prime suspect, which will be great for Valentine. Now, maybe Cyrus is going on the record about Sunny, but he already declined to press charges and he made that deal with Nina. So I don't think he would go back on that. So it might be about the Pikeman stuff. We'll see. And I don't think that Valentine is going to let him run around blabbing. Brennan might take steps from the inside. We'll see how it goes. My fourth prediction, I think Valentine is going to have to scramble to do a CYA maneuver. That's the cover your rear end maneuver. So we saw last week the very pointed questions that Anna was asking Valentine. And then later at her desk, she was jotting down names associated with Pikeman on her notepad. And she had Brennan in there, and she had that Hume guy in there, and like deceased, and then in prison. And then by Valentine, she had a big old question mark. So he is clearly on her list of suspects. The challenge for Valentine is, as much as he wants to keep his criminal misdeeds hidden, he is not going to want to hurt Anna. He still loves her, but he's also not going to want to go down for any shady Pikeman stuff. So I suspect maybe Valentine tries to find a scapegoat to take the fall, somebody else he can set up to look like a figurehead at Pikeman so she won't figure out he's really running everything. And that way he can keep hiding in the shadows. We'll see. He's a clever guy though. And boy, I love James Patrick Stewart. And I'm so glad he's back from his leave. Looks like he's sticking around. My fifth and final prediction, I think Carly might target Crimson. So on Thursday, April 18th, spoilers say Jason has a gift for Carly. He has bought the MetroCourt from Nina. It looks like they're going to make a deal. And what's interesting too about him giving Carly the MetroCourt, and I do think she's obviously going to take it, is because he's not going to do anything with it. And everybody else that offered to help her get it back, they were making offers and she would have had to agree, basically say, yes, please, you know, show me charity, show me, you know, give me some of your money. And she didn't want that. But in this case with Jason, it's like, it's a done deal. He already bought it and he's handing it to her and basically saying, you know, if you don't take it, it might go back to Nina. And of course, she's not going to want that. Plus, she's very upset about the way that the hotel is being run. So back to the Crimson thing. So by owning half of the MetroCourt, the whole building, she owns half of the offices and everything where Crimson is and where Aurora Media is. And just like how Nina messed with Carly and Drew on Carly's first and only issue of Crimson, Carly may return the favor, particularly if she knows that Drew is boinking Nina. She probably will not hold back in that case. Those are all of my predictions for the week. Drop your comments on how you think things are going to go, agree or disagree. Definitely subscribe if you haven't and come back soon. We are here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.